You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Put a page in Barack Obama's briefing book, America's briefing book for the new president. Book recommendations and anything else at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Hi, this is Gail DeLong from Morristown, New Jersey. I think President-elect Obama should read Healing the New Childhood Epidemics, Autism, ADHD, Asthma, and Allergies.
Give us your suggestions at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
John, we're going to turn to a discussion about global food and the crisis that we saw burgeoning early this year. The worldwide economic collapse, though, has temporarily brought down food prices and turned attention away from that crisis that we saw, where we saw deadly food riots threatening dozens of countries. Economist Paul Collier, who is a professor and director of the Center for the Study of African Economies at Oxford University and the author of The Bottom Billion, The Poorest Countries Are Failing and What Can Be Done About It, he joins us to add a few pages to the Takeaways briefing book for President-elect Barack Obama. Thanks for being with us, Paul.
Thanks for inviting me on.
So food prices are down. That's good. But you're warning that world powers need to stay vigilant. Explain.
I think the big reason for the increase in food prices, which was huge, was the growth of Asia. Asia's eating more and it's eating better. And that's going to continue. Similarly, America cut its supply of food by moving into ethanol in a big way. And if that continues, we'll have reduced supply and higher demand and so higher prices. And that's a disaster for the poorest people in the world.
So there are three things that you would advise an Obama administration to consider. Do you want to lay those out for us?
Yes, I think the most important one for America is the ethanol scam. Your agriculture lobby has been very effective over the years in finding subsidies, and ethanol was the new subsidy game. That took pretty well a third of your grain supply out of the food market, and that was a big hit. Europe's got its own equivalent scam, which was the ban on GM, on genetically modified crops. That's reduced European food supply. It shot Europe in the foot, but it also was imitated by African governments. Practically every African government banned GM because they thought if Europe had banned them, then GM probably wasn't safe. We know scientifically that's wrong. There's no scientific basis for the ban on GM. It was just a piece of protectionism. So what I'd like to see is America end the biofuel scam and Europe end the GM ban.
And does that go specifically then to the distribution problems? We've spoken to many experts on this show who say, look, there really is enough food on the planet. It's a question of getting the food to the people who need it.
Well, food's distributed through markets, and markets respond to prices. What happened was that because world demand went up, world supply got hit, prices exploded. They may well explode again. I think that's quite likely. And the people who get hit hardest are the people living in the big coastal cities of the poorest cities in the world, because those coastal cities are basically fed at world prices. So if world prices explode, the people in those cities get hit. And if you're poor in those cities, then typically about half of your overall budget is going on food. So if food prices explode, you get hit.
I read that world food prices have jumped 83% since 2005, and this has been not impacted by the dropping of prices that we've seen over the last couple of months compared to earlier in the year.
That's right. And so for a poor household, just think what an 83% increase in food prices means. That's half your budget. You're already desperately poor, and half your budget has nearly doubled in cost. I fear that the people really at the end of the food chain, right at the back of the food chain, are the children of the urban poor. And we now know from nutrition studies that if they stay malnourished for more than a couple of years, they get stunting, which is a permanent condition. It's irreversible. And it's not just physical, it's mental. So if food prices stay high for a couple of years, we've created a generation that are both physically and mentally damaged.
But, Paul, given the economic crisis, the international economic crisis, where do you think the political will is to take on some of these policies that both the Europe and the United States have relied on and are not necessarily likely to change amid all of the other crises they're facing?
I think the crisis can work for us because the ethanol scam and the GM ban are both, they're costing America and Europe money. They're very foolish expenditures. And so in an environment where we've got to get smarter with our money, the easiest thing to do politically is to face down these greedy lobbies. And that's true both in America and in Europe. And so the impetus to face down the lobbies should be stronger than ever. And of course, there's a rare moment that now President Obama has been elected. There's an enormous amount of goodwill in Europe mm-hmm. towards him, and a great sense that Europe ought to deliver on what he asks. Okay, and so if he asks for getting rid of that GM ban, he'll get it.
Thank you very much. I think a takeaway there might be to face down those greedy lobbyists. Thank you, Paul Collier.
Thanks very much indeed.
Paul Collier is a professor of economics and director of the Center for the Study of African Economies at Oxford University and the author of The Bottom Billion, Why the Poorest Countries Are Failing. Now we turn to Femi Oke, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. The time is just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.